Welcome to the briefing, athletes. If you're looking for a quick fix to magically drop your race times, you're in the wrong room. But if you're serious about building an elite running program that lasts, sports massage therapy is non-negotiable. We don't use it for immediate performance spikes. We use it as a cornerstone for cumulative recovery, injury prevention, and long-term athletic longevity. Take a breath. Let's break down why this matters. Now, I know the scientific data on direct performance enhancement can be mixed. But what the research doesn't argue with is the measurable physiological and psychological payoff. We're talking improved circulation, accelerated recovery by up to 30%, a 13% drop in post-exercise muscle soreness, and a 7% boost in flexibility scores. When you stack those numbers up, you get runners who can actually stay on the training plan consistently. And consistency is where championships are won. Look at the bigger picture. Regular sessions cut injury rates by 15% while actively building mental resilience by dialing down anxiety and lifting your mood. In fact, 70% of surveyed marathon runners report noticeable performance improvements, and massage therapists are now seeing 45% more involvement at major sporting events than every other medical treatment combined. This isn't a luxury. It's a tactical tool. So let's talk execution. You need to select your techniques based exactly on where you are in your training phase. First up, Swedish massage. We're talking gentle, flowing strokes designed for deep relaxation and light recovery. This is your go-to after a brutal threshold workout, or 3 to 5 days out from race day to keep the nervous system calm. When the tissue is locked down, you shift to deep tissue work. This applies firmer, slower pressure to break through chronic tension, adhesions, and scar tissue, especially in those heavily loaded areas like your calves and hamstrings. Then there's sports massage itself, a performance-focused approach we break into 4 distinct phases. Pre-event to stimulate blood flow. Post-event to clear metabolic waste. Maintenance to prevent structural imbalances. And rehabilitation to guide you back from injury. Finally, for those stubborn, hyperirritable knots caused by repetitive motion, you want trigger point therapy. We use sustained pressure or dry needling to restore proper muscle fiber alignment and get your stride mechanics firing correctly again. Once you've picked your technique, timing becomes critical. Get this wrong and you'll sabotage your own performance. Here's your race week protocol. Schedule pre-race massages 3 to 5 days before competition and keep those sessions short, 20 to 30 minutes max. Post-race, wait 2 to 6 hours before any light recovery work. Do not rush into a deep therapeutic massage until 48 to 72 hours after you've crossed the finish line. Your body needs that window to initiate natural repair. During heavy training blocks, aim for sessions every 1 to 2 weeks. When you drop into lighter, recovery phases, monthly maintenance is more than enough. Think of this as an early warning system. A skilled therapist will detect silent muscle imbalances, pelvic misalignments, and fascial restrictions long before they spiral into overuse injuries like IT band syndrome or stress fractures. To maximize your results, you must vet your therapist. Look for licensed credentials, LMT, CSMT, or BCTMB, and specifically seek out professionals with hands-on experience in running biomechanics and athletic rehabilitation. Verify their background, ask for personal referrals from fellow endurance athletes, and make sure they're giving you actionable self-care guidance to implement between sessions. Preparation and aftercare are just as important as the session itself. Hydrate thoroughly before and after. Wear loose clothing. Skip the heavy meal right before you lie down. During the session, communicate your pressure levels clearly. Effective therapy should never cause bruising or extreme pain. After you step off the table, keep hydrating, perform gentle stretching, and avoid any strenuous activity for 24 hours. Let's also clear the air on a few persistent myths. Massage does not flush lactic acid or toxins out of your system. Harder pressure does not automatically equal better results. and this therapy should absolutely complement your routine, not replace a dedicated, regular stretching and mobility program. Here are your critical takeaways. Treat sports massage as a strategic investment in your running longevity. Schedule sessions strategically around your training cycles and race calendar. Prioritize therapists with proven athletic expertise. Combine this work with proper strength training, precise nutrition, and daily mobility work. It won't instantly boost your race times, but consistent, smart use of sports massage builds resilient muscle tissue, accelerates your recovery windows, and significantly slashes your injury risk. Do this right and you're not just training harder, you're building a more consistent, enduring, and elite running career. Now, let's get to work.